This is Solidarity News on Radio Labour.
This is a Radio Labour report recorded on Tuesday, December 18th, 2018. I'm Marc Boulanger. Almost 200 nations have agreed on ways to implement the 2015 Paris Climate Change Agreement. Their decision came at the beginning of December when they met at a conference called COP24 in Silesia, Poland. Unions played a central role in the conference because they had developed a declaration of principles which could be used as a starting point for discussions about a fair transition for workers to greener, more sustainable economies. I talked to Bert de Ville about the Solidarity and Just Transition Silesia Declaration developed by the unions. Mr. de Ville is the Climate Change Policy Officer for the International Trade Union Confederation. The ITUC is the organization which represents national labor centers such as the British Trades Union Congress. I asked Mr. de Ville about the declaration.
This declaration was presented and adopted on the initiative by the Polish hosts of the conference. And in the run-up to the conference, in fact, after last year's conference, the union sat together and they thought, okay, next year we have a climate conference in Poland, in Silesia, in the heartland of mining activities, where there are many workers that will be directly affected by climate policies. This conference will be important to give a strong signal on the social impact of climate policy. And that's why the unions prepared and presented and gave to all the countries a draft declaration on just transition. And we were quite happy that the Polish government picked it up. We proposed like our crucial aspects of how the impact of climate change and climate policies should be taken into account on the situation of workers, their families and their communities. We refer to the ILO work on just transition, and we express that you need social policies to get to ambitious climate policies. And the Polish government started to negotiate with this declaration that we presented with the countries, and they finally got the approval of more than 50 countries at the start of the conference.
The use of the declaration developed by the union seems to be an important breakthrough for how labor unions are involved in climate change discussions at this level.
Yeah, we're quite happy with that, because since 2010, we have for the first time the word just transition and labor issues in the climate negotiations. But it has always been more tolerated than being a driver. And this year, we were like, especially at the start of the conference, the central theme of the climate policies. So that's a long way that we have gone. And at this moment, I think that most countries are aware that if they do not take into account social aspects or impact on workers, they will never get the climate policies that we all need.
So now what happens or should happen?
There are two aspects. One is the issue related to climate ambition. I come back to that. But first, there is an important job to be done by the unions themselves, because we have these broad group of countries, European countries, Canada, New Zealand, Japan, but also African countries and Latin American countries that have supported the declaration. But these governments will do nothing with it if we, our unions, are not going to knock on the door of the environment minister or the labor minister in their respective countries and say, hi, you signed this declaration, now it's time to implement social policies linked to climate change. So that's what will happen first. We are pushing our affiliates, our unions all around the world to discuss with their governments these social aspects of climate policies. So that's an important responsibility for ourselves. And then next, the second important gap in the negotiations is the lack of ambition. And that's what it's going to happen with the climate summit that the United Nations Secretary General will convene in September.
And that's it. International labor news you can use. This has been the second in a two-part series about labor at the COP24 conference. You can find the full interview with Mr. de Ville on our website at www.radiolabor.net. Thank you for listening, and remember, it's all about global solidarity.